sifted?
Peter was sifted.
Jesus prayed that his faith would fail him not.
In the third chapter of Philippians, the apostle, who had a great experience of faith, eighth verse, he says, yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ. Not as though I had already attained either, were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth into those things which are before. Amen. By faith. Yes. It takes faith to forget those things that are behind. It takes faith to reach forward, to press toward the mark. What is the prize? The reward of your faith. Oh, we receive some rewards now in life, and we know what it's like to experience a battle and by faith press the battle through, and at the end the Lord rewards us and gives us a great blessing, and we go around about 10 feet tall for a while, and we enjoy that blessing. But the real prize is eternal life. The real prize is to be with Him eternally in that heavenly city. Maybe we find it a little hard today to forget those things that are behind and press toward the mark. But I can guarantee you, and I can promise you, in the word of the Lord and in the fear of the Holy Spirit, that when you receive this prize, all those things behind will seem as nothing. We prove it anyhow, even in our weak little flesh way, that whenever we have something happen in our life, the longer it goes, the less it hurts. Time seems to heal. Time will heal something over. But this prize is worth it all. I press toward the mark. There's a mark. There's something to shoot for. There's something to endeavor for. There's something when God lets us go into the furnace, when He lets the devil at us. He let the devil at Job. And he took the hedge down. Job went right on in there and really gave Job a bad time. The prize. What is the prize of that faith? We're not talking about just getting something for this life. We're not talking about just getting some comforts that'll help you in your old age or some comforts that'll help you tomorrow. We're talking about the eternal, the things that will never end, the prize of eternity. It's worth everything that God wants to melt off of our life in the furnace. That prize, that mark, get your eyes over there. Get your eyes up there. Set your affections on things above and get your eyes on the prize. Keep your eyes there. How do I do that? Only by faith. Because surely around about me, there ain't nothing very good today. I'm in the furnace. I'm in affliction. I'm tried. I'm tempted. God knows the exact effect
for the cause that touches your life.
He knows how it'll, come out. He knows exactly where to let you be buffeted. He knows exactly where to let you be wounded. He knows exactly where to let you be touched. Oh, thank God. What kind of confidence we can have. How active our faith can be. No wonder old Paul and Silas could rejoice when they were all whipped and beaten and thrown in jail.
Third chapter of Revelations. And Jesus was speaking to the church there. 18th verse. It says, I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness doth not appear. And anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. To him that overcometh, will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also ever came, and am set down with my Father in his throne. The prize of your faith, the prize that you can attain by overcoming. Do I overcome like Peter in my own strength? No. By the blood of the Lamb and by the word of my testimony. What is my testimony? It's yes, Lord. Thy will be done, Lord. Whatever I need, Lord. Whatever you see, Lord. That's my testimony. This is how I overcome. This is how I'm able to sit with Christ in that day. As he sits with God today. Did he not go into the garden and though his flesh rebelled, though it pulled back from that old hot furnace of thought and deed? Not my will, but thine be done. By faith, Lord. God. There isn't anything that God is going to let touch us except that it has a positive reaction. A positive effect. Isn't that a beautiful confidence? It's precious. It's sweet. It's glorious. It's something that in eternity you're going to shout about forever. Oh, look. Look, that's where God put me through the furnace. And that's why I'm here today. God, can I just give you another hug? Can I just love you a little more, Father? You knew just how to get that off of me, didn't you? I sure didn't like it at the time. I cried. It hurt. It was painful. Oh, pure gold. Pure gold. Pure riches. To make the shab and the sham of self-riches look so bad, don't they? People go after the glitter of self-importance and self-indulgence and self-pleasure. When they get beside this pure gold of God, they don't even look like fool's gold anymore. They look terrible. They only look like fool's gold when the Spirit's not around, when God's not around. But this pure gold of God, how precious, how rich, how sweet. Keep your faith in God.
Yes,
amen. In 1 Peter, in closing, fifth 5th chapter, beginning at the 6th verse. It says, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time. There's a verse, I can't quote it exactly, but it said if we humble ourselves, He would exalt us to that place of safety. Now, sometimes people think this exaltation is something that there would be self involved in. But that there isn't any self in the kingdom of God. There isn't any self in heaven. This exaltation is a place that is safe. It is safe from the judgment that's going to fall upon the world in that last day. It's safe from all the accusation and all the lies, all the things that sin has brought about. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. What a precious place to be. What a precious place to be. Under the mighty hand of God. Casting all your care upon Him. For He careth for you. Believe it? Believe it when things aren't going so good? When the old fire's hot? When He's letting Satan grind away? The old sifter. Didn't they used to take a stone and a stone bowl and just grind that corn? Be sober. Be vigilant. Because you have an adversary. He's roaring. He's walking about. Seeing if he can catch somebody with their shield of faith just a little bit low. And what's he do? He throws an old dart, don't he? Whom you resist steadfast in faith. The lifeline is your faith. All the message to the church. God just seemed to give this to me Sunday or so ago to our congregations up there. The message in this last day is keep the faith. Keep the faith. Keep your faith in God. Don't let the events of our time affect us. But just keep our faith. Resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. You believe that? How come it always seems like I'm the only one that this ever happened to? I'm the only one that ever suffered this way. Wrong. According to the Word of God, you're not. Others have suffered this way. Others have kept the faith. They've gained the prize. You know why? Because there's something else to this mighty hand of God. It's the hand of grace. But the God of all grace. I don't leave any grace out any place else, does it? Is there any place else for you to get grace? No. Just right here. Under the hand of God. But the God of all grace, who hath called us into what? His eternal glory. Not my glory, Lord. I don't want a glory. I don't even want righteous self-righteousness of myself. I just want the glory of the Lord. And if He sees fit for me to have to suffer like Peter did and rebuke me and everybody knows what happened to me, make me a vessel, Lord, just so You receive the honor and glory, I don't care what You do to me. He said, after you've suffered a while, there's something going to happen. There's a cause and effect to everything God does.
He doesn't do anything for nothing. But that cause and effect is, there's going to be some perfection, glory to God. Don't try to be perfect like God in yourself, in your own strength. Peter couldn't do it as bad as he wanted to. There's only one way to do it, and that's with the grace of God. It comes from under His hand. It comes from the furnace. It comes in afflictions. It comes in sorrows. Jesus was a man of sorrow. He was a man that was afflicted and mourned. He won your salvation way down there mourning. Oh, Lord, who am I that I would stand up taller than Christ? But Lord, help me that I might receive that grace. Oh, words can't explain the beauty of this grace. It takes an inspiration of the Holy Ghost in your heart to be able to see that the flesh can't see it. It said He was ugly. It said Christ had no beauty. The plan of salvation has no beauty. As far as flesh things are concerned, the modern day thinking in the churches is that if you'll get saved, everything will be nice. I'll give you a new wife, I'll give you a new husband, give you a new job. You'll get a bank account, you'll get all straightened out according to man's thinking. Everything will be good. Not according to this, not according to the Word of God. This perfection comes just like this. Oh, it's perfect too. It doesn't have any defilement of self-elevation. It doesn't have any defilement of self-importance. It doesn't have anything to do with the flesh. It's perfect. Make you perfect. He'll establish you and settle you. Oh, I trust the Lord has touched your heart to remain faithful in your faith and to be assured that God knows what He's doing. We would question Him. I got a lot of questions in my mind. But God knows what He's doing. And there isn't anything, not one thing that gets by God. There isn't anything that escapes Him. We don't have to worry about falling through the cracks. We don't have to worry about something not quite being right. Everything is perfect. God has that perfection. And He's working that perfection in us. And when He has us perfected, guess what? You're going to die. Ain't that nice? You're not going to get a Cadillac. You're not going to get a new car, a new home. You're going to die. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Well, we don't want to hurry it any more than this. We want to do the work of the Lord while we can. And save who we can't. But we must do it in faith to God's plan. Yes. Not try to make our own plan, our own way. No. But just yield to God. Yes. Let God lead us. Yes. Let Him guide us. Let Him direct us. Yes. And keep that living faith. Help us, Lord. Amen. Pray for me.